Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you dilly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbarrib Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that dilly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black. National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. We're going to jump straight into it. Larimer could become Australia's first next resources boom town, but residents are on the fence. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Johnny Wilson. He's the chair of the Nunalajingin Aboriginal Corporation. And I hope I got that pronunciation right. Johnny on the line. Johnny, good morning. How are you? You there? Johnny?
It's Nunalajingi.
Nunalajingi. Thank you, my brother, for correcting me. And before we start, Johnny, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, please.
Okay. I am Johnny Wilson, and I am chair of Nunalajingi Native Title Aboriginal Corporation. Nunalajingi is a registered Aboriginal corporation which includes members from right across the Beedler Basin, 11 Native Title Determination Areas.
All right, beautiful. Now, just paint the picture where Larimer is exactly.
Well, Larimer is a small town just out of Catherine. Between Catherine, Tennant Creek, Elliot, and it's a little small town. You could blink your eyes and you go past.
Yeah, gotcha. So it's a small town, but it may be booming after Imperial Oil and Gas, subsidiary of Empire Energy, has proposed a drill six exploration wells on the edge of the town. Were the TOs at the table when this was going ahead, the proposal?
I'm not too familiar with that story, but reading from what I've learned, traditional owners were very, very surprised, actually, at knowing that the permits went ahead.
Yeah.
They were actually surprised when they went to a meeting with the environmentalist groups and them letting them know that what's going on in country. They were very, very surprised and didn't know
So the traditional owners weren't at the table. They weren't at the table, Johnny, when this was going ahead. They weren't talking to the First Nation people, were they, the traditional owners?
No, absolutely not. And we have the Northern Land Council, our representative prescribed body that represents us in all these matters, has not, by my understanding now, consulted with the proper right people of traditional owners of that country. They are surprised. They are not aware of what's going on on country.
Pardon the punt, but the black people were in the dark.
We are always in the dark, and we have been in the dark for so long. That's why Nunalajingi was established, so that our voices can be heard throughout the government, throughout the NLC, the government, the territory, and the federal government, to hear our concerns.
Exactly.
That we don't want fracking on our country. My people have not fully understand or have been consulted properly about the whole impact, the significant impact of hydraulic fracturing.
Yeah. Johnny, has it all been signed away? Has the Empire Energy, are they got the green light? Are they going ahead with it? Or are we still yet to get permission, so to speak, from the traditional owners?
Like I said, not the traditional owners has been properly consulted of what's going on in country. And everything is at a fast pace at the moment. I mean, the government handed out another $19.5 million so that exploration could go on to the next stage. And the Northern Land Council, $2.1 million to hurry up
with the process.
Fracking underway.
Yeah, and so in actual fact, there's no communication regarding the proposal as such for the traditional owners. So there's no conversation about employment strategy or royalty income or nothing to that effect is what I'm picking up, Johnny.
from experience, no. None of that has been happening. Like I said, three zoners are in the dark all the time as black fellas, always in the dark. And our representative bodies are keeping us that way in the dark. Our middleman, nothing is being sent from the oil and gas to the middleman to us. It's all middleman and the gas company. And the middleman at the moment is our prescribed representative body, the Northern Land Council.
Sure. So the Northern Land Council are not communicating with the traditional owners? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly what I'm saying. Wow. That is why.
Yes.
So people of the Beetaloo Basin, we established Nurulingi so that our voices can be heard.
And they're not being heard. They're not being heard.
We're not being heard, no. And Nurulingi is an Alawa word, language meaning mixed tribe, because we have to come together.
Yes,
what
exactly.
What happens on one end of the country affects the other.
Exactly.
On our side of the country.
So, even though we're a mixed tribe, we are still one, are we not? And we still need to be communicated to in regard to explorations happening on our country, yes?
Exactly my point. The one country can't make a decision on our country without the knowledge and expertise from the countries surrounding our country. We in the Beetaloo Basin are all connected together, even through our underground water which is so precious to us. Life is water.
Yes. Well, we're talking about the so-called proposal, Empire Energy, Imperial Oil and Gas Subsidiary. So is it confirmed? Are they got the contract? They're running through with it? Or is it still open for discussion? Where are we at, Johnny?
Sure, that, like I said, traditional owners haven't been consulted properly about what's going on. Well, I'm sure it's all on the go.
Yeah.
It's all on the go.
Well, that's very sad. It's all on the go with no communication with traditional owners. We are in the 21st century, and when you look at the Jungun Gorge and what happened there, there's supposed to be rules and regulations out now regarding communicating with traditional owners, but it's still not happening. But also your PBC there should be communicating with you, and I'd love to have a chat with those guys and find out what the go is there, Johnny.
Exactly. You have to chat with them, but they'll tell you the same thing. Like, we did speak to the traditional owner, we did speak to this person, we did speak to that person.
But you're saying this now?
From experience, yes. I don't think that's been right.
Yeah.
Because the real traditional owners now are worried and concerned that their voices haven't been heard.
Yep. So what we're saying is...
How can they say it's all... Well, and all truly signed for, and the traditional owner's been notified.
Well, the Empire Energy Corporation, the company Empire Energy, Imperial Oil and Gas Subsidiary, if they're going to go ahead with it, of course, they must have did research and found out that there's oil and gas there, and there's a mine that we can build here. Well, they need to communicate with the traditional owners and talk about an agreement, a compromise, employment, royalty income. Those sort of conversations need to be had if they're going to go through with it.
Exactly. And like I said, we are not, and I say that again, we are not being consulted properly, about the whole impact of fracking.
Yeah. Johnny, I'm hearing you, my brother.
Understood that.
Yes, look, I'm hearing you. And as the chairperson of Nurulingi Aboriginal Corporation, there's no communication with the traditional owners by this corporation and by the PBC. My brother, please do keep in touch. Let us know how you go. We'll try and get in touch with your PBC there and even the company, Empire Energy, and find out what the go is. But thank you for the yarn, Johnny. You take care, my brother.
Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you so much for listening to our concerns and hoping that my story and the story of Nurulingi, traditional owners of the Beetaloo Basin, is heard throughout Australia, throughout the world.
Yes.
We do not want fracking on our country.
Big, big love and respect there, Nurulingi mob. Thank you very much, Uncle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye, Johnny. That's Johnny Wilson. His name is the chair of the Nurulingi Aboriginal Corporation, and they've got a fight on their hands. Well, they're not even at the table. The Empire Energy Company, Imperial Oil and Gas Subsidiary, has proposals to drill 6 exploration wells on the edge of the town to tap into Northern Territory's gas-rich Beetaloo Basin. but there's been no communication with traditional owners, as Johnny stated there. And PBC, love to get in touch with the PBC of that area and find out what the communication is and what the plan of attack is and how a company can come in and get the A-OK, thumbs up, from the government, you know, and leave the people, the black people, in the dark, so to speak. Have you seen Yana Strong? Had the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindji Country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Let's have a yarn, you mob, too deadly. Yeah, beautiful track there, Elaine Crombie, Old Brother. Big shout out, sister. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindji Country. That's BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Again, 1-800-422-416. All right, too deadly, going to catch up with Taliqua Clancy, Australian volleyball Olympian. Olympian volleyballer she is, and boost Indigenous voice on Athletes Commission in regard to the Olympics. On the line, Taliqua, good morning. How are you, sis?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
So I'm Woolly Woolly and Grang Grang, and my mob is from the North Burnett, so a small town in Isold that all my family's from.
Beautiful. Represent. Thank you very much, my sister. And congratulations on a new appointment to the Australian Olympic Committee Athletes Commission. So you're going to be pretty stoked about that, Taliqua.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm real happy, eh? It's an honour to, you know, to have my voice heard and to represent my people. It's a huge honour.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And so with that, tell us the operation of the Olympics Commission, Australian Olympic Committee Ethics Commission, and the job that you do, and how's it work? And you're not the only First Nation person there, is that right?
No, definitely not. I got Alex Winwood as well, who's on the Athlete Commission as well.
And boxer?
The boxer. He's another amazing voice for our people. And also, you know, the AOC have done such an amazing job too that we have, good, you know, the past Olympians representing as well. They created a Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission as well, which was, you know, I felt that presence in Tokyo. Like, Rio was my first Olympics in 2016, and the difference of our representation throughout the village and the community that was created, not just for us, but the whole Olympic team was super special, and it's just awesome. Like Patrick Johnson, Uncle Danny Moore, so they've done such an incredible job. So it's just a huge honour.
It is an honour. Look, it creates a platform as such for our voices to be heard, and a very important role the AOC Athletics Commission is, you know, and it opens the way for up-and-coming athletes, black athletes at that, to be at the table, to be confident being at the table, and also a platform to stamp out racism.
100%, 100%, and I just think that's what the AOC have taken another great step doing, which is just incredible.
So how were you informed? Is it a voting thing, or did you have to apply for a position or nominate it? Tell us the process there, sister.
Honestly, I was away on camp. I recently was
got an email
and playing in Mexico.
Facebook.
And yeah, PJ messaged me and he was like, "You want to be on the commission?" And I was like, "Yeah, that'd be incredible." But I thought he was just putting my name forward. And next minute, I'm getting
you there.
And I was like, "What?"
Big note in yourself
like,
now.
Next minute, getting like named to everybody.
Shut up.
I was like, "Oh, okay."
Thank you, Patrick. Can we do lunch?
Yeah. I was like,
bitch slap you when I see you.
Everyone's congratulating me. I was like, what?
No. Yeah, thank you. That's deadly. But look, you could have rejected it, but you're running with it and you're excited about it. I'm hearing it in your voice. But like I said, it's a powerful movement. And when you talk about the Olympics, it brings people together. And by having a black voices at the table, that's powerful.
Yeah, I think, like, for me, especially, you know, Brisbane 2032, even though it's 10 years away, it's really short period of time, and it's an awesome time just to encourage mob, you know, to have a go at sport. But you know what's even more special about the Olympics, especially having it at home, that we'll be able to show more of our culture with the rest of the world, and that can be through art and dance, and that's really what I really want to help represent and bring to life for 2032.
It's too deadly, my sister, and when you think of it, 10 years will be in our face before we know it. I mean, if we stop to think about beautiful sister Kathy Freeman running there in Sydney. Well, sister, 22 years ago. Well, how? You know?
100%. You know, that race inspired me to be an Olympian. So,
beautiful.
You know, that's what 2032 is going to do. So yes. I can't wait for it to be on our land.
All right, look, quickly, let's talk about your silver medalist, 2020, Tokyo, dual Olympian. And you were, tell us about that and regarding winning silver.
I still got to pinch myself sometimes. Like, I always knew that we're going to be successful. I knew we're going to be in the final. Unfortunately, we didn't get the colour that I wanted, but it's good motivation for the next 1 or 3 years.
Exactly. Watch your space.
Yeah, but it's still, like, you know, just to be an Olympic medalist is still just insane.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So, volleyball career. So, were you playing like for school or for a club, and then did you have the vision to become an Olympian, or as you got further in the track, go a mile, see a mile, it sort of had opportunity for you to be an Olympian. You thought, yeah, let's do it. Committed.
Yeah, I always, like, you know, I was just like all us mob, really. Just love running around and playing. And
true.
I was always just driven towards sport. And my mum had me quite young, she was 17. So my mum's baby sister was just finishing high school. And she told me that I should play volleyball. It was that simple. And, you know, as you do, you try to be like your aunties, your uncles and your siblings. And so I was like, I'll give it a go. And just by pure just, I don't know, kind of destiny, I think. Like, I just fell in love with the sport and it's taken me all over the world.
Do you find a lot of our black girls play that? I mean, do men play it as well?
Yeah, it's huge. Like, beach volleyball is one of the biggest sports in the world. Like, you know, it's just, it's played everywhere. If you go to other beaches, there's just beach volleyball courts for miles when you go down, like, look along the beaches. So it's a huge sport. Like,
yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
And it opens up doors, and look, it can put you as a member of a Australian Olympic Committee, Athletics Commission. You don't know where it could take you. And congratulations once again, Sister Taliqua. Good yarning with you. All the best to the committee. And please do keep in touch. And 10 years, you said, be in our face before we know it. And thank you for the yarn, sister.
No, thank you.
You take care, Dad. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. See ya.
Deadly Young. That Taliqua Clancy, her name is, Australian Volleyball Olympian, and she's been nominated to be part of the Indigenous Voice on the Athletics Commission, the Australian Olympic Committee Athletics Commission. So fantastic. She's excited about that. And joins the likes of Patrick Johnson and also the boxer there, the Noongar boxer, Alex Winwood. So big shout out to that commission. Too Deadly. Have you seen Yanup Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. So much destruction done to the earth. All that dead.
Yeah, welcome Black, you deadly mob. National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Again, that number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up Strong, you mob, too deadly. Now, a quarter of young Aussies bullied because of their skin. We're going to catch up and have a yarn now with Judy Cheng Wood, founder and MD of Skin B5 on the line. Judy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Judy?
I'm based in Melbourne.
Based in Melbourne, all right. Thank you. Look, a very important yarn. A quarter of young Aussies bullied because of their skin. So are we talking colour, skin? Are we talking pimples? Are we talking acne? What are we talking there, Judy?
It's specifically relating to, obviously, skin health and how their skin looks, but specifically it's acne who's plaguing most of young Aussies, and the fact that it's really a natural part of life, you know, when you get to
teenage
and teenage years and younger years, it's a very normal thing. But unfortunately, people get teased, get bullied because of their skin. They got called nicknames like pizza face and spotty, not nice. And our research, the Skin B5 research that we conducted in January across 2010 respondents across the nation, is telling us that these comments really cut deep into the young person's psyche. They felt one in four felt bullied, and one in four also admitting that these hurtful comments scarring them for life. So it's very serious.
And the findings are staggering. Of 95% of young Aussies feel self-conscious, and almost half of young Aussies feel depressed because of their skin. And I suppose the verbal attack it doesn't help.
Doesn't help at all. And the reality is that your skin health is so interlinked with your inner health and also your mental health. And it becomes a vicious cycle, because we know that stress and anxiety and depression actually fuels your the downward spiral of your acne and your skin conditions, because stress impacts on both your and upsets your immunity and also your hormonal balance. And these are the two key triggers of acne breakouts too.
So how does acne help fuel these insecurities?
Because it impacts the inflammation and the redness. It really makes them feel very self-conscious.
Yes.
And also, obviously, nowadays, social media really doesn't help, because it's fueling that expectation that you need to look perfect. But the reality is, we work with a lot of young people, and some of them are what you call influencers or micro-influencers. They have a following on their social.
Exactly.
They presented themselves as having excellent, beautiful skin. But when you actually meet them in person, they actually admitted to us that they feel really insecure about their skins. 40%, according to our survey, 40% of young people admitted that they actually edit photos of themselves. A quarter of them would not leave the house without makeup.
Yeah.
And two-thirds of young Aussies actually hate photos of themselves.
Yes. And so there's the mental health and cause of depression because of that. So I suppose the message we're delivering out there to all peoples is, think before you speak, and treat people who want to be treated. I mean, little statements like that we should all live by. I mean, you wouldn't like to be treated that way. So we just need to deal with hard emotions and with respect.
Precisely, because the reality is, it's such a common condition. It's almost a your rite of passage. Almost 80% of young people would, at some stage in their lives, they would experience acne. It's just so we need to accept that as what it is. It's don't associate it with shame. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Even people bullying others at
sure,
one stage,
exactly.
they would be plagued by the condition themselves too, and they wouldn't like to have that sort of comment thrown at them.
Exactly. So where can Australians go to find advice on treating their acne?
There's actually so many options nowadays. Mm. It's similar to mental health. There's a lot of support out there. There's a diet, lifestyle, skincare habits, even supplements can help effectively manage pimples aside, also inflammatory skin conditions. For example, more and more evidence are coming out, and awareness of vitamin B5 is one of those supplements is very effective for managing acne. So, my advice would be actively seek treatment options, seek out treatment options early.
Yes.
There's no need to delay it. Don't need to hide it. Speak with your health professionals, like even local pharmacists. There's plenty of options to help them. If they would like to learn more, they can head over to skinb5.com. We have a huge blog library that has a lot of information about what really drives acne. It's not just the bacteria on the skin, because that is just a symptom. It's really about your inner health and holistic. I think holistically is the key for a lasting outcome, because it's your inner health, how your body works, as well as your mind as well.
Exactly. And the bullying can be a devastating tool. I mean, half of Australian adults facing mental ill health issues at some point in their lives. Well, Oz is, what we're saying is encourage the folks on healing their skin from the inside out and to find happiness within their own skin. I mean, love being in your own skin, love that man, woman in the mirror, yes?
And help them feel confident. Like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with seeking, proactively asking for help, because there are so many options that can help. And ultimately, it's actually these tools will help them regain their confidence and feel better about themselves. And by, you know, by having better skin, you can't help but feel depressed and lacking, and you know you want to hide when your skin is bad because it's on your face and you can't hide it. So I think being proactive and go and look for solutions, because there are available solutions out there can help effectively. So it's better to go and seek that support and seek that, you know, treatments and restore healthy skin, but not just like I said, think holistically, because ultimately it's all about looking after your body, your wellness, and your mind, mental health.
Exactly. And to all Australians out there, let's love and respect each other and talk nice, and that's what it's all, be kind to each other. Thank you very much for the yarn, Judy. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you,
Judy.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Adela Yande, Judy Chang Wung, her name is, founder and MD of Skin B5, and talking about a quarter of young Aussies bullied because of their skin. So a staggering 95% of young Aussies feel self-conscious, and almost half of young Aussies feel depressed because of their skin. So we're talking acne, pimples and all that sort of stuff, you know. So we need to respect people, and for the people who, you know, we all go through it, don't we, as adult lesson regarding our teenage life, and pimples do come about, you know. Just need to stop the bullying and respect each other. That's what it's all about. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We haven't a moment to wait. Very important announcement.
George W. Bush, old W. He's a good old boy, old W. Smoke them out. Bring them to justice. Crusade. That old axis of evil. Not everybody love you, W. Not everybody love you.
I don't trust you.
Hollywood and the media's reaction invades your brain. Got old George Bush acting like a born-again John Wayne. Oscar nomination, no odds or win. I'd rather be in Paris, Texas, than in Palestine. Not all the world love you, W. Not all the world love you. Colonel Kurtz, now in Iraq and Afghanistan, because he finished his work in Vietnam. W security, it's plain to see, forces millions and millions to hide and flee. As aliens, asylum seekers and refugees, he got the whole world down on bended knees, praying for an end to their insecurity. Smoke them out, bring them to justice, crusade, axis of evil. He's a good old boy, old W. Not everybody love you, W. Not everybody love you.
Don't touch that red button. Don't touch that red button.
I don't trust you.
Don't touch the red button. Don't touch the red button.
I don't trust you.
Not everybody love you, W. Not everybody love you. Devote Muslim, Christian, Jew, fighting these wars for me and you. Hard for us to go say thanks, dodging gunships, smart bombs, and armored tanks. Not all the world love you, W. Not all the world love you. Monotheism that comes from the Middle East seems to be based on war. It ain't based on peace. Torah, Quran, Bible, you take a look.
take their God's word from that old monotheism book. Not all the world love you, love you. Not all the world love you. Not everybody loves you, love you. Not everybody. Not everybody loves you, love you. Not everybody loves you.
Don't push the red button. Don't push the red button. Don't push the red button.
I don't trust you.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
As a step down.
Yeah, that's Walking Together, Black Bella Music here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. National Talk Black live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbaboo Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So yarn up strong. Let's go to the NRL news, the games on the weekend. Start off low scoring. Titans defeated West Tigers 8-6. But then the scores went high thereafter. Sharks defeated the Knights 18-0. The Panthers got up over the Rabbitohs 26-12. The Warriors defeated the Broncos 20-6. And some dramas going on off the field as well with the Broncos. Got a knuckle in between Haas and Kelly. So it's uneasy there at the Broncos. Probably get in trouble with that. The Sea Eagles defeated the Raiders 25-6. Cowboys got defeated by the Roosters 28-4. The Storms annihilated Bulldogs. So poor Addo Carr playing for the Bulldogs, his first game against the Storms, his home game back there in Melbourne, 44-0. And all the Eels as well defeated the Dragons 48-14. So there it is. And in regards to the up-and-coming games this weekend, Knights up against the Seagulls on Thursday night, Friday night football, Warriors up against the Cowboys, Broncos up against the Roosters, Raiders up against the Storm, Rabbitohs up against Dragons, Titans up against Eels, and Sharks up against West Tigers, Bulldogs up against the Panthers. So there it is. Hope your team went well and good luck with the team. Have your saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Got about 11 minutes left on the program. 1-800-422-416.
When I was young, my mother told me, please be good and don't do wrong. Just stay by Dad and make him happy. Your mother dear will soon be gone. These last few words have brought me sorrow. We miss you, Mum. It's so plain to see. And as we live through each day with happy memories, and time stood still, Mum, when you said goodbye, for the love that we shared, I know will never die.
Yeah, to Delhi Mob. Hope you're having a bright day. That's Brighter Day by Roger Knox and yarning up here with the ball. You're on Trevor Tim Trendy Trev. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM and Cross the Nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black. It is your program, your mob. So yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text National Talk Black, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Let's go to the results regarding the AFL over the weekend. The Western Bulldogs defeated the Sydney Swans, 71 points to 60. The Melbourne Demons defeated Essendon Bombers, 99 points to 70. The Adelaide Crows defeated Port Adelaide Crows in a local derby there, 96 points to 92. They went to Adelaide Crows. The GWS defeated the Suns, 83 points to 57. Collingwood got defeated by the Geelong Cats, 104 points to 91 for the Geelong Cats. And then the Lions defeated the Kangaroos, North Melbourne, 156 to 48. And then the close game there with Carlton and Hawthorn. Carlton got up over the Hawks by 1 point, 74 points to 73. And the St Kilda defeated Richmond, 117 points to 84. And then the Fremantle defeated another local derby there, defeated West Coast Eagles, 102 points to 47. Cricket scores, who's batting next? And that's the scores there with the AFL. Hope your team well. I hope your team won. And have you saying yarn up strong. And the number here is 1-800-422-416. 7 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black. And we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly. Here's Bobo Roar, and that's Leather Stick Band. Do enjoy.
Put them on. Mark it. Negri ginga para
That's a Letter Stick Band here on your daily program, National Talk Blacks. Come to time where Trendy Trev got a sign off for today. You mob back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text overtime 24 hours a day, 0457140550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Look, you mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Let's not get laxy daisy. In regards to the pandemic. So have a talk to your First Nation health organisations regarding the vaccine and have conversations anyway regarding keeping yourself safe and keeping your family safe. Stay tuned to the news coming up through the NIRS. Big shout out NIRS and thank you for your company, Mob. Too deadly.